And the land is dark.
From the studios of the 24-hour talk radio capital of West Louisiana and East Texas, all information, all talk, KWLA. This is Open Line, live on KWLA Anacoco, KWLV Manny, KVCL Winfield, KBDV Leesville, KTHP Hemphill, KZBL Natchitoches, and worldwide at KWLA1031.com or on the KWLA mobile app.
The views on this program do not reflect the views of any of the stations in this broadcast or any of the advertisers. The views are expressly those of the people expressing those views.
If you choose to comment on the program, guest, or contents of the program, email kwla at bdcradio.com. Now, live from the KWLA studios, Ted Dumas. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed today's program.
And good morning. Don't forget, Quality Wood Furniture is located 2 miles north of Leesville on 171. They can finish your home with a selection of quality wood furniture, including chairs, rockers, desks, bookcases, tables, home entertainment centers, cabinets, and so much more. Real wood, no particle board, Quality Wood Furniture. Want to catch a movie? Today is special price day at Parkway Cinema. Any movie, any time, any age, only $6. Playing at Parkway Cinema in Natchitoches, Dune Part 2, Ordinary Angels, Bob Marley, and other great movies. My guest this morning is Gabe Furman. He is a Louisiana State Legislator serving the Natchitoches area. I want to remind you, at 8 o'clock this morning, it's the Mike McConathy Show. March Madness is getting very close. At 8:30, there is a legislator, actually a good friend of mine, Larry Bagley, has introduced legislation to provide free health insurance for all retirees that meet the qualifications of the district attorney's office for the rest of their life. We'll talk about this at 8:30. You got to ask yourself the question, is this politics at its worst? Gabe, good morning to you.
Good morning, Ted.
Good to have you with us this morning.
Well, good to be here. When we talked yesterday, I thought I'd be on my way to Baton Rouge. I went ahead and came down last night, and at 10 o'clock this morning, I will be going to the fourth floor of the state capitol for a special bill signing ceremony. Governor Wander will be signing several of the bills we just passed in the crime special session.
It looked to me like that session was maybe one of the best sessions the state of Louisiana has ever had. Your comments?
Oh, without a doubt. And I think, you know, obviously I think we took a lot of steps to make Louisiana safer, but perhaps even more than that, I think we really showed what kind of unity we have with the governor, with the Republicans in the state house and Senate, with leadership. And you know, if we can maintain that unity and that cohesiveness, I think it's we've got an incredible future ahead of us.
Give us an idea of the bills that were passed and the results of those, because there was, four or five that are really significant.
Yes, so, of course, the one that got the most attention in my district, the one that most people focused on, was the constitutional carry bill that we've passed two or three times over the last 4 years and got it all the way to the finish line once and could not override the governor's veto, but that bill passed with overwhelming support and is going to be signed by the governor today, and I believe will go into effect July 4th.
So, and if I remember correctly, Alan Seabrook was the one that carried it through the Senate.
Well, now, I think actually this one, Senator Blake Miguez carried it.
Oh, okay.
Carried on the Senate. Now, previously, Alan may have carried it on the Senate. I just can't remember. But look, I will say this. Senator Seabrook was a huge part of this crime session. He carried several bills, and Jack McFarland was a big part of it, too. So we were certainly well represented in Northwest Louisiana. So,
and pretty well what this does is give someone the availability that, if I understood, legally you could strap a gun on your waist and go anywhere that guns are allowed. But under the previous laws, if you put a jacket on, you're in violation of the law. Now, if you've got a gun on, it can be concealed. Is that a fair assessment?
Yeah, that's correct, and it, you know, it just gives. We shouldn't have to have fought so hard for this right. The Constitution gives the people the right to keep and bear arms, and this just puts into law what should never have been in question to begin with. And yeah, look, it was hotly debated, but the bottom line for me is it's a constitutional right. And look, we don't require training or permits for the right to exercise our freedom of speech or our freedom of religion. Why in the world would we require it for the constitutional right to keep and bear arms?
Another bill that passed, consequences for carjacking, maybe not as prevalent in Natchitoches or Winnfield, but still a serious problem, and you're making it more, I guess a more serious offense of carjacking. A lot of that going on in the bigger cities.
Oh, that's right. It's just a terrible problem in New Orleans and Baton Rouge and Shreveport. And look, I think you can look at a lot of these bills we passed and say that we're making sure the punishment fits the crime. And that's really the hallmark of our justice system. And carjacking is a very serious offense. And if you do it, you've got to pay the price. We also passed bills to increase penalties for distributing fentanyl to minors and for DWIs.
One of the things that I thought was one of the best things you did was dealing with juvenile sentencing. Explain that to us.
Yes, so we essentially corrected the age back to where 17-year-olds are being tried as adults. That policy was reversed several years ago before I was in the legislature, and what we know by talking with law enforcement is that many of these heinous crimes are being committed by 17-year-olds because these thugs and these ringleaders have discovered that the penalties are so slight for juveniles, especially 17-year-olds, we can get them to do our dirty work and these drug deals and crimes of violence. The penalties are so slight that we can get 17-year-olds to commit these terrible crimes for us. And so it's time to fix that. And by correcting the age to where 17-year-olds are being tried as adults, it's going to make our community safer.
John Bel Edwards had the get out of jail card free. Governor Landry pushed through the parole reform, which is going to make it a little more difficult to get a free pass out of jail.
That's right. And so we really had a whole package of bills that, I like to call truth in sentencing. And under the current system, a 20-year sentence doesn't really mean anything. With all the post-conviction appeals and the relaxed parole standards, like 20 years may actually mean 2 or 3 years. And so this is going to make it easier for district attorneys and judges to ensure that sentencing is proper and is in line with the offenses that have been committed.
Attorney General Murrell was on with us last week for a regular monthly program, and she said it's not unusual to spend $12 billion of taxpayers' money on a death row inmate. And as she explained, much of that money had nothing to do with guilt or innocence. It had to do with, are they getting proper air conditioning, are they getting proper food? Jeff Landry and your branch and the Senate made some major changes on death penalties. Talk to me about that.
That's right. So it's been many, many years since we've executed a murder in Louisiana, and one of the reasons is the availability of the drugs used to carry out the lethal injection. So we passed legislation that would add execution by nitrogen hypoxia and by the electric chair, and also made it easier to get these drugs used for the lethal injection. And dead again, it's just my opinion that some crimes are so atrocious that the only just punishment is death. And with these people have been tried and sentenced by a jury of their peers to death, and it's time we see that justice is done and that sentence is carried out.
One more thing before we go to break. My good friend, Jack McFarlane, put together a bill to fund law enforcement. Exactly who in law enforcement gets this $22
million? Yeah, so I think primarily that money is going to fund what they're calling Troop NOLA. We know that New Orleans is so important to our state. We need a thriving economy to bring tourists back to New Orleans and to see that New Orleans has a viable future. And so the governor has formed a task force of state policemen to go to New Orleans and to clean up, Bourbon Street and all of that area. And so we've got to fund that. So most of that funding went to sending state troopers to New Orleans.
Our guest this morning is State Representative Gabe Furmet. He's going to be with us the entire 30 minutes. He's in Baton Rouge. The fourth floor is where it's happening at today. Success on a great special session. Be back in a moment. You know, in a world where it's hard to be sure of a lot of things, one thing you can count on, Bass Heating and Cooling. They provide quality, hometown-friendly service. You can call the folks there at 318-554-9884. Want to find out more about them? Go to Facebook or go to the website at Bass Heating. That's BassHeatingandCooling.com. When you call them, mention that you heard the advertisement on the radio. You get an additional 10% discount. Bass Heating and Cooling.
This is Madison Vincent from Anacoco High School. I'm a junior at Northwestern State University majoring in elementary education. NSU is a perfect place for my career goals as a licensed educator. I want to make a positive impact on the lives of young people and guide them to academic success. If you live in Vernon Parish, I hope you'll consider joining myself and others here at Northwestern State University for a great education and a pathway to a career. We have scholarship opportunities available. Contact us at nsu.la/visit to schedule a free tour. Forkham Demons.
Is your old ice chest ready for retirement? Why not replace it with a high-performance cooler by Yeti? Head over to Nichols and check out our great line of Yeti coolers. Yeti coolers are built to be indestructible and keep ice solid for days. Nichols also stocks plenty of Yeti beverage containers, tumblers, Yeti coolers, and Yeti totes. Perfect for camping, fishing, parties, and picnics. You won't go wrong with Yeti coolers, tumblers, and accessories. Get yours now at your local Nichols store.
Star Pond Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesburg, has one of the largest selection of hunting guns, home defense guns, tactical guns, and handguns in the area. Star Pond Gun and Archery also has an archery pro shop, NRA, military and law enforcement discounts. We service and warranty what we sell. Layaway and financing available? You bet. Star Pond Gun and Archery, Interest Road, Leesville. Call them at 537-1756. 537-1756. Star Pond Gun and Archery.
AGS Auto Glass Service, located at 2017 South 5th Street, wants to remind you to bring a chipped, cracked, or shattered windshield to them so they can bring it back to clarity with fast, friendly service. Call 337-238-1821. AGS Automotive Glass Service offers windshields, mirrors, furniture tops, glass windows, power windows, front window shields, mobile service, plexiglass, and Lexan repair. That's AGS Auto Glass, your hometown automotive glass specialist with over 50 years experience.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Hey, welcome back. I want to remind you that Nichols is headquarters for wedding gifts, anniversary gifts, birthday gifts, all your sporting needs, clothing, general merchandise store in Winfield, Leesville, Coushatta, and Manny. Unique items, great prices. Stop by a Nichols store today and get the best buy around. Our guest this morning, State Representative Gabe Furmet. Gabe, one of the things that I hear a lot about was whenever John Bell Edwards cut the deal with, I think, CVS Pharmacy to take all state employees where they can't use local pharmacies anymore. I've talked to Governor Landry a number of times, as late as a month ago, about this. Says he's going to correct this. How soon do you think that can get corrected, and can it be corrected?
I think you can. In fact, I had a conversation with someone representing the independent pharmacist just a couple weeks ago, and they are communicating with the governor's office and working through that contract. And I think it's a 3-year contract, and so it looks like the best option may not be to completely throw that out the window and start over, but to make some revisions to the current contract that would make things more favorable for our independent pharmacists, who are really, in a lot of ways, under attack in our small towns.
Independent pharmacists, by the time they pay for drugs that, I mean, I've got a good friend as a pharmacist. There's a lot of drugs he sells, he loses money every time he sells one. I mean, independent pharmacists have a tough time when they don't need the government fighting against them.
Oh, you're absolutely correct. And I've actually got a bill filed that hopefully will help with that situation. You know, they also undergo a real severe audit process, and oftentimes that will result in a demand from these PBMs, or pharmacy benefit managers, which is sort of the middleman between the pharmacy and the health insurer. You know, they'll have these so-called audits, and they'll make demands from the pharmacist to send a lot of money back, and which is just, it's not fair. It doesn't allow you to properly plan for the future, and really, you know, the idea that we've got a company like CVS Caremark, who is the pharmacy benefit manager, but also is in the retail pharmacy business, it's just not fair. So we've got to restore some fairness and transparency to that process.
Every thought on politics always normally has an offside as well. But Lieutenant Governor Billy Nungesser was on the program last Thursday, and he's got this idea. He's talked to the chief of staff with Landry about, is to take, and he, like I, against taxes, but put a small tax on all oil and gas leaving this state, going overseas or to the Northeast or whatever, that would generate billions of dollars, do away with state income tax. It sounded like a pretty workable program when you exempt Louisiana, where all the energy is at. Is that something you've heard about, and what's your thoughts on it?
I have not heard about it. Look, it sounds like an interesting idea. I do know that Louisiana already has the highest severance tax on oil and gas, and so it would be difficult to put another layer of taxation on those guys. But if we can figure out a way to reduce that severance tax and then implement that idea, it's certainly something worth looking at.
State income tax, is it on the chopping block for the governor?
I think so. Not this year. You know, we can only take up tax measures in odd years. So this is in fiscal only years. So we cannot do that this session. But I am certain that next year there'll be some proposals to at least start moving towards weaning us off of that state income tax. Of course, yeah, if we completely repealed it, you're looking at a $4 billion shortfall. Now, I'm of the opinion that we also need to be looking at making cuts and reductions in government spending. So, you know, if we make some reasonable reductions in spending and we remove some of the existing exemptions that we've got, then I think we can begin to phase out that income tax. And we do know this, when you look at the states around us that are prospering and succeeding, like Texas and Tennessee and Florida, they do not have a state income tax. So, you know, we're going to have to move in that direction if we're going to stop this mass exodus of businesses and young people from the state.
You brought up one of my favorite topics, and I saw Governor Landry address this, I think, the second week he was in office, suggesting that we get every department, and I forget the amount, 5-10% cut in their budget. Do you think there's any problem with any agency not being able to make that kind of cut and still be effective?
I don't think so. In fact, I suggest we start by just telling these agencies, don't grow your department. Just stay where the previous year and don't grow government. So even if we did that, it would be a huge improvement over these the way we've budgeted in the past. So, yeah, why in the world couldn't we make a 5% cut? At the very minimum, let's stop growing government every year.
Governor Landry, I see the biggest problem facing him, and you may completely disagree. I'm not convinced the Senate, while it's more conservative than it was 4 years ago, is still conservative enough to do what Landry and the House wants to do. Tell me where I'm wrong.
Well, time will tell, and you're right. Traditionally, the Senate has been much less open to reforms and much, you know, we saw that they worked much closer with Governor John Bel Edwards than the House did. But when you add Alan Seabaugh and Blake Miguez and Valerie Hodges and some of these very, very conservative former House members to the Senate, it changes the whole dynamic. And so I think we're seeing that already. So, like, I'm very optimistic, and we've got some challenges ahead of us. You know, we've already talked about tax reform, but insurance may be the biggest issue that we're going to be tackling this upcoming session. And look, it's going to take both houses and the governor to work with Commissioner Temple and come up with some solutions.
Gabe Furman, state representative, with us this morning. Be back in a moment. Don't forget, at 8:30 this morning on most of these stations, we'll be talking about the Larry Bagley drain the budget with a free health insurance for the rest of your life for the DA's office in Sabine Parish. That's coming up. Savoy's Catering, Ernest's Orleans Restaurant, Mama's Oyster House, Papa Bear Bar and Grill, Legacy Cafe, Lacian's, Maglio's, Sweetie's Barbecue, and others will be the vendors providing great food at Flavor of Louisiana, Northwestern State University's Spring Food Extravaganza. That's coming up. Tickets are available. It's the big fundraiser for Northwestern. Participate.
At Quality Wood Furniture, you'll find solid American-made wood pieces. Choose from many timeless and functional styles of dining, bedrooms, office, and outdoor furniture in a variety of unfinished and finished options. Quality Wood Furniture has something for every room and a friendly, knowledgeable staff that's ready to assist you. With an on-site finisher and a custom builder available, we'll help you get the perfect look for your new furniture. You'll enjoy the strength and durability of real solid wood furniture for years to come. Visit our showroom today, Quality Wood Furniture in Leesville.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Tree trimming, maybe grinding some stumps, especially hazardous removal, we'll get in touch with M. Brock Incorporated out of Milan, Texas. Fully insured tree service, M. Brock Incorporated tree removal. Whatever the job, nothing too big or too small for the guys at M. Brock Incorporated. 409-625-1706, 936-275-8212. Call the guys at M. Brock Incorporated. We accept all major credit cards.
For decades, we've been helping the folks in Western Louisiana and East Texas. With the addition of my daughter, Liza, who is a certified financial planner professional, our family tradition of proven conservative management continues. As the old man's still around, I'd say we're moving on up. Time-tested with rural family and investing values. Proven management of your hard-earned dollars in this day of economic uncertainty. Give us a call. Wayne Christian Financial Services, 936-598-9966, or on the web at waynechristian.com.
Looking for new flooring? Head to Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder. We are part of the largest floor covering buying group in North America. You'll always get a good deal at Jay's. We are locally owned and dedicated to our community. Our flooring experts can help you select from thousands of styles, and we also offer window treatments. Come see us at Jay's Carpet One Floor and Home in DeRidder, 1515 North Pine Street, 337-463-7464.
Hey, don't forget, if you need to get your eyes examined, you go to laeyeandlaser.com. LA Eye and Laser has offices, 14 of them all, including Leesville, Nacogdoches, Winfield, Alexandria. Great service. Routine eye exams to the most complicated surgery. They do it all. Louisiana Eye and Laser. State Representative Gabe Furman is our guest this morning. And, Gabe, I make no bones about it. I was not a fan of John Bel Edwards. I thought he was very close to socialism and was an extreme liberal. And I'm glad to see Jeff Landry in office. I know that you're a strong conservative. It would appear to me that Louisiana may have its best 4 years in front of it, education-wise, control of government, just general life for everybody in Louisiana. Tell me your thoughts.
I completely agree. I think we've never had all of these different factors come together at one time with a conservative governor, conservative legislature, the speaker, and the president of the Senate are both staunch conservatives. So, Ted, I guess, you know, the governor and the legislature is going to be attacked mercilessly by the mainstream media. I mean, you can see it every day in The Advocate and even TV stations around the state. And if we're going to move forward, we've got to make big, bold decisions and be willing to change. And anytime you do that, anytime you rock the boat, people are going to push back. And people who are benefiting from the status quo are going to fight tooth and nail, whether that's plaintiff attorneys or, the education bureaucracy, state government, local governments. I mean, they're going to push back when we try to make substantial reforms to how we do government. But look, what we've been doing for 100 years is not working. We've got to look at what the states around us are doing and implement those ideas before it's too late.
It looks to me like one of the easy targets, get rid of the temporary sales tax. We got the highest sales tax in the nation.
I agree. And that 0.45 cent sales tax is going to roll off next year. And so we've got to start budgeting accordingly. And I think that starts by limiting the growth of government and looking at some of these tax exemptions we've got in place. So, I think we've already seen the legislature planning for that, and next year when we have the fiscal session, I think you'll see a comprehensive plan to tackle that issue.
You know, I got a great statement for you, Gabe, as we close out this program. Today is a great celebration, but not for you and the governor and the legislators. Today is a great celebration for the people of Louisiana, because we're getting some crime prevention back in Louisiana, and we're making it safer for everybody that lives here. And I thank you for what you did on those bills. I look forward to 4 years of continuing the road you're headed down.
I appreciate it, Ted. Call me anytime.
Take me where I've been.